restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. The shepherd tonight, I want to get you this. Jesus Christ, the shepherd tonight, He is the only shepherd that can restore the sheep, especially the soul of a person. Now, I'm not talking about the physical body, even though He can do that. I'm not talking about that tonight, but I'm talking about the soul of a man, woman, boy, or girl. He is the only one that can restore that soul and that spirit and put them back into fellowship with God Almighty. Hey, church membership won't put you into fellowship with God. Hey, tithing won't put you into fellowship with God. Hey, doing all kind of religious things won't put you in fellowship with God. There's only one thing that'll put you in fellowship with God Almighty, and that is this tonight. It is the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That is the only thing that satisfies God tonight. And tonight, that soul of a person, the shepherd does the restoring and leading for His name's sake. If you get this tonight, He said, He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Every person that's in here that's been saved, it is for His glory, His name, and all about Him tonight. You're born again tonight to lift up His name. He don't let you go astray. He don't let you do what you want to do. He don't let you just go any way you want to go, because you're lifting up His name tonight. It's His name that's being lifted up. It's not your name. It's not that you're being elevated. It's not that I'm being elevated, but it's that the name of Jesus Christ is being elevated, and it's for His name's sake. I wrote this down. I want you to get this. If you came into a sheepfold, if you came into a church, or you came into a sheepfold tonight, and that sheepfold was a very unnourished. I'm talking about you come in and you looked at the flock, and they were very unnourished. They were injured. They was nervous as all get out. They had all kind of anxiety. They didn't know what to do. And they were just flipping out all over the place. And they had an old nasty coat on. What would you think about the shepherd over them sheep? What would you think? What kind of shepherd would you think them folk had? Hey, tonight, that's not the God I serve tonight. He takes care of His sheep real good tonight. Can I get an amen? I'm talking about He takes care of His sheep real good tonight because the sheep reflects the shepherd. The sheep reflects the shepherd. I ask you tonight, how are you reflecting your shepherd? The sheep, whoa, glory to God. The sheep reflects the shepherd. Ever how good that sheep is being led and took care of, we'll reflect how good that shepherd is leading that sheep tonight. I want you to get this tonight. Jesus Christ never left His sheep, because He is the good shepherd. He is the great shepherd, and He is the chief shepherd tonight. You say, well, preacher, how does He restore the sheep? How does He keep the sheep up and healthy? How does He keep the sheep doing good? How does He keep the sheep from fighting? How does He keep the sheep from getting a hold of one another? Hey, can I say to you tonight, the Bible says, He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. I say to you tonight, number one, it's because He is the one that finds the sheep. He is the one that goes look for the sheep. You've never seen another sheep look for another sheep. You've never seen another sheep look for another sheep and where that sheep is. It's always the shepherd that goes after the sheep. It's always the shepherd that cares about the sheep. You say, preacher, tonight, oh, what kind of sheep does find? I say to you, number one, tonight, He'll go find the straying sheep. He'll find that sheep that's went astray. That sheep that's out there all alone and where he's not supposed to be, or where she's not supposed to be, straying out in life's highway. He'll go out there in the highways and the hedges, and He'll get that sheep and bring them back to the fellowship where they would be. I say to you tonight, no, He don't only get the straying sheep because He make it, but He gets the stubborn sheep. Men, give me an amen right there. Come on now. If you're a man in here and you didn't amen that, you most men probably not telling the truth. We are stubborn, amen? He don't only go after the sheep that's straying, but He goes after that stubborn sheep. That sheep that thinks he don't need a shepherd. That sheep that thinks after he's got saved, he's got it all took care of. He don't need nobody telling him what to do. He don't need nobody telling him where to go. He don't need nobody telling him how to dress. He don't need nobody telling him how to act. I'm a man and I got it all together. You listen to me tonight. If it wasn't for your shepherd tonight, you wouldn't be nothing but a mess. Can I get an amen? Hey, that shepherd takes care of his sheep tonight. I see He takes care of us when we're straying. I see He takes care of us when we're stubborn. And He takes care of us when we're sick. When we're sick and we need to be nourished, He takes care of us. You say, preacher, I've never strayed. Preacher, I'm not stubborn. Preacher, I'm never sick. I beg to differ with you tonight according to the Word of God. I turn with me, if you will, to Isaiah chapter number 53 and verse number 6 tonight. Man, I thank God tonight, Brother Bradley, for the 23rd Psalm. I thank God for how it speaks to my life, that I understand tonight that I'm going to stray sometimes, and I'm going to get stubborn, and I'm going to get sick, and I need a shepherd that can take care of me, that can bind me up and take care of every need that I got in my life. There's not a need that I got that He can't take care of. Amen. Look at this tonight, if you will, in Isaiah chapter number 53 and verse number 6. Here's what the Bible says. And listen to me now. You say, preacher, I've never went astray. I've been in church all my life. You can sit on that pew and never miss, have perfect attendance, and still be astray and out of the will of God. I know more church folk that's out of the will of God that goes to church every Sunday than the lost world that don't ever go to church. You can sit on that pew every Sunday and be completely out of the will of God. You say, preacher, do you believe that? I believe that 100%. Man, you can come in this place as a sheep. Come in and put on a presence that everything is good and everything's fine. But deep down, you're astray. Let me give you this. And you know what happens if you ain't careful sitting on that pew and standing behind this desk? Don't let me go only to the pew, but let me go to the pulpit. You get stubborn. You hear a word and you say, I wish so-and-so would have... Can I get that kick in? Somebody give me something on that. Boy, I wish so-and-so would have been here. Son, I've been to revivals by myself, and I said, boy, Brandy need to have been here. I went home, I said, baby, you should have been there. That was a, you needed that one. She said, what was it about? And I could tell her line to line, verbatim, word for word, what the preacher said. I could tell her everything the preacher said. I'm talking about every point, every verse, had it memorized. It was so good. And a couple weeks down the road, and the Lord said, you know, that was for you. That's why you got it so good. Can I get a witness this afternoon? He said, the straying sheep, the stubborn sheep, and the sick sheep, He restores. Look in Isaiah 53 and verse number 6. He said, all we like sheep, all of us in this room, don't you look down on nobody. All of us, everyone, there's not no heroes in this place. We ain't nothing but a bunch of zeros in love with Jesus Christ. Listen to me. I'm begging you to listen to what I'm trying to tell you. We all have tendencies to go astray. We all have tendencies to be stubborn. And we all have tendencies to get sick and don't want the shepherd to help us. Look what he says, all we like sheep have gone what? Talk to me. Astray. All we like sheep have went astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. What does that mean? I got stubborn. I'm going my own way, Brother Roy. I'm going my own way. I'm tired of Brother BJ. He ain't telling me what to do. I'm tired of a Sunday school teacher. I'm tired of them deacons. I'm going my way. And can I say to you, that's the anthem in hell right now. I did it my way. Don't you get caught up in that. Oh, glory to God. He said, all we like sheep have gone astray. We turn everyone to his own way. And the Lord had laid on him, on who? Jesus? The iniquity, the sin, the sickness. He laid it on Jesus, all of it. He said he laid on Jesus the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed in verse number 7. He was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as sheep before his shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. Tonight you say, preacher, what does that mean tonight? I say, number one, he finds his sheep. That's the kind of shepherd I have that restores me. He finds his sheep. Psalm 40 verse number 1, David knew this very, very well. He said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. David said, I know what it is to go astray. I know what it is to be stubborn. I know what it to be is in the miry clay as a child of God and sinking sand. I can't even get my head up. I don't know what to do. I know where I need to be and I can't get there. And I don't know what to do and I don't know how I'm going to get there. And God says, I'm here. I'm the shepherd. You're just the sheep. Quit fighting. And let me lift you up out of that miry clay. He said he brought me up out of the horrible pit, out of the miry clay. And he set my feet upon a rock. And he established my goings. What does he do when he takes care of you and he finds you? Verse number 3, he says this. And he put a new song in my mouth. Instead of old me, it's oh, what a beautiful day. Oh, what a beautiful day. Look what he says. And he had put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. I see in Psalm 23, he restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Number one, because he finds us. He finds the sheep. He finds them. Brother Brad, Brother Boyd, Brother Tony, let me tell you something else he does. He don't only find them, but he fixes them.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Yeah, come on, somebody talk to me. He didn't only find me, Brother Bradley, but he fixed me. What I couldn't fix and everything going turmoil, he fixes me. He fixes my anxiety. He fixes all my nerves. He fixes my drug. He fixes it. He fixed the sheep. He don't. It's one thing to find it. It's something else to fix it. He didn't leave me where he finds me. He found me. Now he fixes me. He said, preacher, how do you know that? He says, it's right here. He said, he restored my soul and he leads me in the path of righteousness. When he found me, he restored me and he fixed me. He didn't leave me in the sin that I was in. What did he do to me? He put me on the path of righteousness. There's times, Brother Harold, I don't like the path of righteousness. Because the path of righteousness, you got to do it according to the Word of God. And sometimes that book, I don't like that book because that book wants me to do things that my old stinking flesh don't want me to do. How many times am I supposed to forgive that man that has stepped on me? And the Bible says you forgive him 70 times 7. Talk to me, somebody. You see what I'm saying? He don't only find you, but he fixes you. He fixes what's wrong. Psalm 51:10. Turn with me there right here in the book of Psalms. I can't help, I ain't preaching a day or two. My goodness. Sit home like old Fester, like old Splinter, getting your finger and fester up and get all pussed up. Brother Austin, you know what I'm talking about. Get all pussed up. You just you got to get it out of there. Man, I've been sitting on this one. I just want to get it out of there. Amen. He don't only find you, but he'll fix you. Look what he said in Psalm 51:10. David had done committed adultery. David had done committed a murder. And David had done everything you could do under the sun. And when he got to where God was, and God got a hold of him now, I'm telling you, he got a hold of him. He done restored him. He done found him. And now he fixed him. Here's what David said in Psalm 51:10. He said, oh, Lord, create in me a... Yeah. There ain't a child of God in here who wants a dirty heart. You want a what? He said, create in me a clean heart, oh God. And renew what?
A right spirit.
You ever been around somebody with the wrong spirit?
Oh, yeah.
Woo! Don't take long to understand that. That ain't where I want to be. He said, creating me a clean heart, O God. When he fixes them, creating me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit with me. Cast me not away from thy presence. David thought it was Abel. He said, I think I might be able to be cast away. He said this. He said, cast me not away from thy presence and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. He said, do anything you want to do to me, but please don't let me be with you and let me have your Holy Spirit. He said, and here it is, I'm talking about a shepherd that restores. He says, restore unto me the joy. I restore unto me the joy of my salvation. Oh no. Oh no. He said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Did you know tonight your salvation ain't yours? Get a hold of that. If you ever get a hold of that, it'll do something. Your salvation ain't yours. He saved you for his name's sake, for his glory, for his purpose. For you to fulfill his purpose here. Brother Cullen, he called you. Saved you. All around this room, I can call people's name out to save, born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. I pray everybody is tonight. He didn't save you to be the bright morning star. He's done got that position. He just saved you to come up underneath him and say, Jesus, you're my Lord. And you're my shepherd. Create in me a clean heart, O God. And renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord. And take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Look what he says here. And uphold me with thy free spirit. I see tonight he doesn't only find his sheep. He doesn't only fix his sheep. But boys, right here, he fulfills what his sheep needs. Man, I've been in a valley before, and you have too. I've been in a valley, and I've had good brothers in here. I'm talking about good brothers come up beside me, pat me on the back, tell me they pray for me, tell me they love me. And it does me good by the time I get out this door, and that's about as far as it goes. I'm talking about when my soul is heavy. Brother Lee Martin, I'm talking about when my soul is heavy. My spirit's heavy. But when I go to that solitary place and I get along with the shepherd, he says, I got what you need. And when he fills me up, folks, listen to me. I know I've been at the spout where the glory runs out. There's been times they sung up here, and man, it just felt great, Sister Denise. Fill me up, does great. There's been times I've heard preaching in this place that do me great. But nothing don't do me as good as when the master just says, hey, come on over here for a little while. He said, preacher, where do you see that out of the text? Let me show you this tonight. He fulfills his sheep. Look what he says in verse number 5. Thou preparest a table. If you're hungry tonight, he's got a table for you. If you're hungry tonight, he is the bread of life. If you're thirsty tonight, he is the living water. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Can I say to you tonight, he don't only find a sheep and fix a sheep, but he fulfills them. He does the preparation. He does the preparation. He prepares the table in the presence of your enemies. He does the anointing of the head of oil. And he's the one that fills your cup up and makes it run over. He does the preparation. He does the anointing. He wants you to stay and not stray. He gets no fulfillment out of having to keep going to get the sheep. I know the Bible says 99 and one went astray and he went and got the 99. He rejoiced over that one. I understand all that. You do too. Listen to me tonight. He loves that sheep that stays right there beside him. I got a dog at home, Brother OJ gave me. And I'm telling you, Baylor, man, me and that dog, we're buddies, man. Y'all know what I'm talking about, man, we buddies. I'm talking about me and this dog, we think it's Steve. And I whoop that dog, Brother OJ. I don't whoop him bad. I'm going to get recorded, oh Lord. But I don't whoop him bad. I make him mine. You know what I'm saying? I make him mine. And Katie said, Daddy, I don't understand. I said, what is it, baby? She said, you're awful to that dog. You're awful. And she said, this tears me up. When you make him mine and make him sit there and won't let him move and make him just sit there until you're ready to go. And he just chomping at the bits wanting to go. And you said, don't you get up. You sit there. I said, Daddy, that just gets all over me. Golly, it gets all over me. She said, but you know what, Daddy? I said, what, baby? She said, that dog loves you. She said, that you're the only one that dog will mind. Brother Tony Woodham, can I get an amen? Brother Tony takes care of him when I'm gone. And when I got home from being on the cruise, I opened my shop up. That's heat and cool, central air and heat for that dog. Huh? Now listen to me. You say, he ain't got it that bad. And open that door up and look down. There's a cable with two clips on the end. I went to the house and told Brandy, I said, Baylor's been bad. Why wouldn't he listen to him? He ain't his master. I'm that dog's master. Brandy's not his master. Kaylee's not. You can't have two masters. Read your Bible. Even a dog knows you can't have two masters. Even a dog knows you can't have two masters. You're going to love the one, hate the other. You're going to serve one more than the other. You can't have two masters. You can't have two masters. And I take that dog, and he'll load up in that side by side. I had David Barnes come over one day. David says, dog going with you? I said, yeah. He said, where's he getting? I said, he's getting in the seat. You letting that dog ride it? I said, that's his seat. Why? Because I'm his master. Jesus Christ is my master, folks. I love everybody in this room with all my heart. Man, I do. I love y'all. When I look at a seat and ain't nobody there, I can tell you who ain't here, when they ain't here. I can tell you when you ain't here. You say, well, you don't call. I don't have to call. I'll be praying. I can tell you every person in this place. You say, you crazy. No, I ain't. I can tell you every person everywhere to sit. Because that's my heart. But I'm going to tell you something. There's somebody who loves you 10 times, 1,000 million times more than I do. And his name is Jesus. And he says that he goes to the place he finds his sheep. He fixes his sheep. And he fulfills what his sheep need. He don't want them astray. I'm going to show you an illustration. If I got time, I'm going to make time. Here's an illustration that the Lord showed me. I read and it said here, he said, and my cup runneth over. They said in the old days when a shepherd would go through with his flock or anybody that was going through, that was a pilgrim going through, they'd go through towns and they wouldn't be in there to stay forever. They were just going through. He said the good housekeeper would see the shepherd come through and they'd want him to come in and they'd want to show him respect and love on him. And as he would come through, they'd bring him out a saucer and a cup. I got a bottle of water, but the text would be that anointed with oil and my cup runneth over. It would be out of the wine pitcher. Is what they would pour in. And when the visitor would come, they would take that wine pitcher and they would start filling the cup. And as the day went on and as it rocked on there and they filled that cup, they had that thing filled up, they would talk and they'd talk back and forth. And as that house guest got to know that visitor real well and became friends, and Jesus said, I call you my friend. They'd want you to stay. They'd want you to stay, and they wouldn't want you to feel like a visitor. They wanted you to stay, and they wanted you to be in their presence, Brother Tony, as you said tonight. And they wanted you to be right there where they was at. They wanted to love on you and help you. And they didn't want you to go astray, and they didn't want you to stay with nobody else. They wanted you to stay with them. And they said the only way you could stay is this gesture was given. If this gesture, the only gesture that would everybody knew, and everybody was looking for this gesture. If this gesture didn't come, you had to leave and you couldn't stay. But if this gesture come, my cup runneth over. That means I want you to stay. I don't want you to stray. I don't want you somewhere else looking for a place to lay your head. Come on, talk to me. I don't want you out there in the highways and the hedges. I've got you a place. And I've proved it to you. I've overrun the cup. It's in the saucer. Your cup is running over. He's been good to us. And he said, I want you. And I want you to be there. I want you to know. I know where you at. I have found you. I have fixed you. You're perfectly fit for what I need you to do. I have fulfilled everything in your life. And he said, not only that, but the sheep he finds, the sheep he fixes, and the sheep he fulfills is the same sheep that he frees. The same sheep that he frees. Said, preacher, are you sure? John chapter number 8 verse 36, the Bible says, if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Matthew 25, 33, and this is what the Bible said. Jesus told him in the last days that he shall set the sheep on the right hand and the goats on the left. Tonight I want to ask you, what side are you on? Are you on the right side? If you are, you're a sheep. If you're on the left side, you're a goat. And there's going to come a day that he's going to separate the difference. So why don't he separate it right now? He did. That's not the way he works. Because you have the opportunity to get on the right side. I wrote this down. Jesus Christ definitely knows how to take care of his sheep. There's proof all in this room tonight. Proof all in this room tonight. He knows how to take care of his sheep. My mama called me and said, power's going to go out. What are we going to do? I ain't got no electricity. I ain't got no gas. Boy, she's just fretting, going crazy. What am I going to do, son? What am I going to do? I said, Mommy, you're fine. Mama, but you don't know. I said, Mommy, you're fine. I said, you're fine. I said, there ain't nobody going to let you freeze and die down there. Trust me. You'll blow Facebook up and everybody will know you cold. There ain't nobody going to let you. Well, I'll let you go. I said, no, Mama, listen, hon, listen. Here's what I'm going to do. Here's what I'm going to do to make sure you're okay. Thursday night, I'll go get you. Do you want to come to my house or do you want to go to Chastis? I'll go to Chastis. I said, well, I'll come get you Thursday night and I'll get you snuggled in and tucked in so you'll be okay come Friday morning. So, preacher, is that how the Lord does you? When you get doing this, just let him tuck you in and snuggle up to you. Boy, it'll do you good. I'll leave you with this. Jesus Christ definitely knows how to take care of his sheep. What in your life do you need the shepherd's help with? Do you need to be found tonight? Do you need to be fixed? Do you need to be fulfilled? Is there something in your life that you say, Lord, I need you to fill up. I need to be fulfilled. Maybe you just need to be freed from something tonight. He is here and is willing. John chapter number 10 and verse number 11, the Bible says, Jesus' word, I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. If I can give you anything, I'm going to close. I told Sister Kim and Brother Kevin I'd be mindful of the time tonight. Really get into the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not want. I don't know about you tonight, but I sure am glad that there's a day, Brother Austin Price, he found me. He found the sheep that went astray. Huh? He found me. Brother Austin, I'm glad he just didn't find me, but he fixed me. Brandy can amen that. He fixed me. He fixed me. Not only he fixed me, but he fulfilled. We was on that old boat down there in that water, y'all, and I'm going to close with this. We was in that boat in that water, and we'd been a day out walking around that boat, man. About wore out. My feet wore out. Done ate so much. My belly done bloated out. I was eating tons like you ain't never seen. I was trying to eat everything on the bar. Y'all. Hey, I paid for it. I'm getting my money's were. And I sat there, man. I'm telling you, if I had a pet, I think it was, whoa. And she said, quit eating. You're making me sick. I said, I know, baby. Boy, it sure is good. She said, we're going to go walk. What are you going to do? I said, I got to get in the Bible. I got to get in that book. It's rolled right over there. And sit there and read my Bible. He fulfills me. Can't go very long without it. Well, I feel sick when I do. Feel bad when I do. This morning I woke up, Sister Keela had some kind of something going on, couldn't see. Couldn't read my Bible, but when I got the old family Bible, big print, I had to get it. And I do that because he's freed me. And I never, God, you're my witness right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I never want to be tangled back up where I was before. Father, you bless this congregation. Lord, you know the weather that's coming. Father, you're in control of it. You're in control of the weather. You're in control of the wind. You're in control of the spirit. Father, you're in control of everything. Lord, I'm talking to somebody tonight that just needs to say, the Lord's restored my soul tonight. Might have walked in heavy, but I'm going to walk out lighter. Might have walked out down, but I'm going to walk out brighter. Lord, that's what you can do. And Father, that one that's sitting here thinks that you want no fellowship with them because of something in their life. I pray they always remember the saucer and that cup runs over. If they're a sheep tonight, the shepherd wants fellowship with his sheep. Bless your people tonight real good. Watch over them, bless them, touch them. Be with all the prayer requests. Be with Brother Austin Laws as he climbs in that truck tomorrow. Starts going down life's highway. Keep him safe. Keep him out of harm's way. Return him home to his wife and kids. Be with everybody in this room that's got to go to work, that's got to go places, got things going on. It's got tests, doctor's reports, the revival coming up. Be with Brother Ricky Wolf as he travels this way on the 19th. Give him and his wife traveling grace. Be with our new build. Lord, just be with us. If there's any division in this place, Lord God, I pray you remove it in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ain't got time to divide. It's time to multiply. It's time to add. Get the defense off the table. It's time to run offense for a little while. Lord, that your spirit would pour out in this place. Oh God. Bless your people. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Love on somebody.